Now that Julie Emerson has become the fifth prominent candidate to challenge Bill Cassidy for the Republican Senate nomination, how does that change the primary race? ULM political science professor Pearson Cross says, given the number of challengers he's facing, Cassidy has almost no chance of securing a majority of the vote in the primary, but he's all but guaranteed to finish in the top two.
The real question is going to be who's going to join Cassidy in that runoff. Very likely Cassidy will make the runoff given his war chest of over $10 million and his longtime service in the office.
Governor Landry reportedly had something to do with Brian Kelly losing his job as LSU's head football coach.
While the decision to fire Brian Kelly was ultimately made by athletic director Scott Woodward, there are reports that Governor Landry was in on meetings on Kelly's future among the Board of Supervisors. Jeremy Alford, the publisher of LaPolitics.com, says such involvement in LSU athletics has been par for the course for Landry.
We're talking about the guy who brought the Tiger back on the field. So, of course, he would want to help make the decision of who's going to be coaching on that field as well.
Now, to a degree, all governors are involved in these decisions, albeit usually indirectly. Alford notes that the governor appoints LSU's Board of Supervisors. I'm Andrew Greenstein.
Bookies.com has Ole Miss head coach Lane Kiffin as the betting favorite to be the next head coach of the LSU Tigers. His odds are 21%. Lead writer for Bookies.com, Christopher Bone, says Kiffin has the 7th-ranked Rebels in position to make the college football playoff, but he could win a consistent winner in Baton Rouge.
How do you say no to a program like LSU, one of the true powers of the last 25 years?
I'm Colleen Crane on Tix FM.